Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dean from Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. And remember, you don't have to ask questions. You can just listen, and whatever you want to do is okay with us. But if you do have something you want to chime in with, we like to keep these group calls on the positive side for obvious reasons. And, you know, look at this Saturday call as kind of a day to recharge, you know, and to kind of freshen up the energy as we're getting closer to the holidays. These are the tougher times, of course, for everyone to stay on track. As you're learning how to, you know, give up some of your favorite stuff, and holidays are really pour it on. So if you can get through the tough times, the holiday times, you got this thing licked. Because there's going to be next year all over again. Okay, so, you know, whether it's a birthday, whether it's Easter, whether it's New Year, Christmas, Hanukkah, across the board, you got to be able to make the right choices, because if you want to reverse this thing and turn this thing around and avoid the complications of type 2 diabetes, you've got to be full on. Okay, remember, this is number one in blindness, kidney failure, and amputation for a reason. This is not like you have an allergy or a common cold or something. This is serious stuff. We take it very seriously over here at HYD, and we know that you do also. And that's why you joined the program, because you want to live a healthier life. And, you know, as we get older, easier is better, not harder. So, and again, you know, if you need anything, excuse me, I got a little sidetracked there. If you need anything administrative handled, call the check-in line, 800-321-9054. And, you know, leave a message on there. Hit the zero if you need something. You're waiting for login credentials. You need password assistance. You're waiting for something to come in the regular mail or email. Or you just need help navigating through the site and all that stuff and logging in. We want you to have a smooth journey through this, okay? So make sure you have all the tools. You know, and if you don't have email, there are some out there that don't have email. We understand. Make sure you have all the materials and you're communicating with the office where you signed up, and you have everything that you need, okay? So, again, anything you need one-on-one also. You need some to have a conversation about your, you know, your readings or food questions or communication. Maybe you need some advice communicating with your doctor about whatever. You know, you need a one-on-one. Leave a message. We'll always get back to you the same day. We're here 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. You can also, again, check in. Through the email, too, support email. Remember, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. That's the email that you can send food logs. You can always fax them in also. You can regular mail them in. You can drop them off. Remember to do the food log on a weekly so you stay on track. You know, it helps us help you and help you fine-tune things if need be. And a lot of times you need it, you know. And don't forget about the reading the labels on all packaged foods for avoid items and paying attention to the details, because it will sneak up on you, you know. Anything in the package, they're going to try to put something in there most likely, especially also with fast food places or any restaurants you're going out to eat. Ask the questions. Take the extra time to find out what's going on, so you don't have something you shouldn't have. You know, this is all about teaching your body how to function differently. It's a process as you move forward, and teaching it how to get its insulin sensitivity and how to produce insulin better on its own. you got to be full on. So the cleaner that you live your lifestyle, the better the results are going to be, okay? Today's topic is the ultimate goal. And this is a good one because, you know, that's what this is all about, right? That's the ultimate goal for everyone is let's get that A1C below 6.0 off your diabetic meds with a normal fasting blood sugar, okay? When you have those three things, you fall into the category of what we call clinically non-diabetic, which means you're not going to get the complications of type 2 diabetes. And that's really everything right there, you know? You can live a healthier life as you move forward in life, and, you know, you don't want the complications, as we said earlier, number one in kidney failure, blindness, and amputation for a reason. And, you know, it's no joke when it comes to the serious complications of type 2 diabetes. So not to go down too far the rabbit hole with the ultimate goal, but that's really it, plain and simple, not to overcomplicate it. Be patient with the process. I just want to tell everyone, it's like some of you that have been diabetic for 30 years or more on over 10 medications, and you want this to happen overnight, it's just not going to happen like that. So just be patient with the process, okay? Be full on with this, and don't let anything sidetrack you. So wherever you go, keep in mind and have that mindset of it's probably not good for the diabetic. This way you'll ask the right questions and you'll look at the labels a little more carefully and all of that stuff. So we're going to open up the phones now for comments and questions. And let me see here. I did want to add one thing here. Next Saturday, we will be doing the group call, but the one after that, on the 28th, we will not be. From the 23rd, everyone, to the 2nd of January, HYD is going to be taking a sabbatical, and we'll be sending out emails and stuff reminding everyone with that. So just so you know what's going on there. But next Saturday, we will be on board here. But the following one, we won't be, okay? And we'll be back after the first of the year, ready for a solid, wow, 2020. What a wild number that is. So that being said, let's open up the phone for comments and questions. Operator, I'm ready when you are. Please take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. That's star zero on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Ikuchu. Ikuchu, please state your comment or question.
Okay.
Hello,
these capsules we are taking and other things and the other things, you know, and the food we are eating, does it affect eye pressure? Does it affect
no.
Eye pressure?
Eye pressure?
Yes.
Well, no. I mean, the lifestyle that you're living is going to affect everything in the positive way. Eating healthy and good nutrition is all positive, Ike. So, you know, if it's something that you need to communicate with your doctor, your medical doctor, and show them what you're taking, if they have you on certain medications so you have good communication, definitely do that, you know. So, I mean, but other than that, that's the first time I've ever had that question in all the time I've been doing this.
Said that if one has eye pressure 13, 12, 14, it will not go up or it will not go down because of the medication, because of the capsules we are taking.
Yeah, Ike, speak to your medical doctor about that. It's a kind of an eye-specific question that you need to communicate that with your medical doctor, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Secondly, if we are taking herbal tea, do we have quantity we can take in a day, provided it's herbal tea, and the milk we are using is a non-dairy product milk?
Yeah, well, as long as the herbal tea says caffeine-free on the box, you're okay, you know. But mostly you should be drinking mostly the water. Water is most important, you know. But the caffeine-free herbal tea, the unsweetened almond or unsweetened coconut milk is allowed, you know. But make the most of your day water. That's always best, okay?
Mm-hmm. The tea, I'm asking about approximately how many cups are ideal?
Well, everybody's different. There's no ideal tea measurement type. Yeah. You know, most people will have one or two a day or something like that, but, you know, there's no ideal measurement for the tea. It's okay to drink the caffeine-free.
Well, you know, I'm not taking the caffeinated tea. I'm just taking herbal tea only. I think 3 cups a day are not much.
That's okay. That's okay. As long as it says caffeine-free on the box, Ike, you're fine.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep.
And our next question comes from Tom. Tom, please state your comment or question.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Tom.
I just want to thank you for all the support and, you know, and the program, and wish you a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a great holiday.
Thank you.
So anyway, I did have I had a doctor's appointment, and the doctor had said I lost at least 10 pounds since my last visit. My blood pressure is fantastic, she said. You know, she said, I'm looking great. And I showed her the program I'm working on. And she goes, Tom, this is fantastic. I'm so happy for you. And, you know, she read through it and she goes, you know, I wish I could offer this to all my diabetic patients. But the fact is, they aren't willing to make the sacrifices that you're making right now. And like you said, the water is key. You know, I never really drank water prior to this program. I just, you know, I always had something in it, whether it was Gatorade or whatever, you know.
Right.
And little by little, you know, in my truck, I must have a half a dozen water bottles, you know, and I just water bottles everywhere. And I'm just drinking it whenever I feel that urge to, I don't know, I'm just that hunger feeling. I just drink some more water, and I get through that really pretty quickly. It goes away fast. I'm feeling better than I probably have in years. I'm looking forward to my next appointment with the doctor, which is in March, 3 months. And by then, I will have completed 4 months on the program. And I'm just really excited, and she thinks that, you know, I'm going to reach my goal. And, you know, so one of the things that I'm eating that I've really enjoyed, acorn squash. I haven't seen it as a void. Is that thing to be eaten?
Yeah, well, look, you know, any vegetable is okay, everyone. You know, we couldn't get them all on the list, most likely. There's probably some that have a name we never heard of that probably are allowed also, you know. Yeah, any veggie is okay. Just like seafood, you know, we're not naming every single fish, but fish is okay. Does that make sense? You know, so.
Right.
Yeah, you're good to go there.
Yeah, so the acorn squash, and I make it. I put a little raw honey on it and some cinnamon, and man, it tastes fantastic. And I'll eat that with steak or chicken, steamed vegetables. I eat a lot of Italian squash. I eat a lot of zucchini, or that's the same thing. Yellow crookneck, broccoli, and You know, so it's kind of repetitive. I don't get into all the menu
items.
Because
that's good.
It's about learning how to recook all those things and make it easy, so I can adhere to it. But I've made a diet that I'm comfortable with right now. I'm not getting
that's
hungry.
It.
I'm skiing like 3 times a week right now, and I'll ski for two and a half hours, you know, and every time I go out, and that's fantastic. I mean, it's just something I haven't done in years, and because of the pain in my legs and my feet, and literally those leg and feet pains are almost 100% gone. It's I can't even believe it, and it's really the diet. It's got to be the diet, you know, because
of course,
you know what is
most, like
it,
I say
know,
the most. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, the most powerful
say,
drug in the world, as we say.
Sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, go ahead. No, you're saying a lot of good things.
Is also, you know, my blood pressure, my daily blood pressure is in the great range. My sugars are, you know, hardly going up over 110 at any time in the, you know, after my fasting. I'm usually between, you know, 98 and 110. And it's almost like I can hit 3 days in a row, 107, 107, 107. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think it's a nice low number, and I'm feeling good. So I don't know if I'm ever going to reach these low 90s. I did yesterday feel a little bit hypoglycemic, and what I did was I think I had an orange. And really within a few minutes, it kind of went away.
Yeah, so keep an eye on that. You know, if you're starting to think things are coming down, you need to speak to your doctor about recalibrating your diabetes meds. Always do that to keep an eye on yourself, because too much medication is not good. Always keep a good communication with your MD. Anytime you're feeling low or you're having some consistent numbers like that, you know, between 80 and 115 is a good sweet spot. If you're below 115 for a good few days in a row, have the conversation. You know, I mean, you don't want to go too low. You don't need too much medication is never good. But always communicate that with your medical doctor. They're the ones that make those decisions. They prescribe the meds. Discuss the program with them so they know why it's happening. You're not just having a lucky day. And you're doing something about this. You know, you're eating low glycemic meal plan, taking some good nutrition, and so everybody's on the same page. And this way, you'll enjoy the journey much better, and the communication with your doctors will be much better. And that's how you get down the road. You look, you're putting a team around you for your life. Okay, whether it's your doctor, accountant, lawyer, whatever you want to call it, personal trainer, family members. You're building a solid team to enjoy the process more, you know, about your life. So same thing with the communication with your medical doctor. I can't stress it enough how valuable it is. So everybody's on the same page, you know. Otherwise, they don't know if you don't say anything. So there you go. Great. Good job.
All right,
you're doing great.
Thanks a lot. Happy New Year and happy Christmas.
You as well. Yep.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Great stuff there, you guys. So to bounce off of what he said, you know, and even the prior question about the supplements and things like that, please communicate this with your doctor. You can show them the entire thing, all the ingredients are on everything, you know, and, you know, there's nothing negative about eating healthier and good nutrition. You know, you want to be on the same page with your MDs. And make sure that everybody's on board, okay? And everybody wants you to get healthier, I'm sure, and that's the whole point. So, you know, take that for what it is. And when he was talking about, you know, finding out what he likes and kind of doing the same things with the food and all that stuff, that's okay. For myself, my menu is very basic. You can eat chicken and broccoli six times a day if you want to. I'm not saying that's something you want to do every day for the rest of your life, but if you do have a day like that, like if you prepared a bunch of that and that's all you had that day, there's nothing wrong with that. Just stay on track. You know, that's the main thing. It's much better than eating the wrong thing. It's much better than skipping meals and missing snacks and things like that. You know, keep yourself on track. That's everything, as you're teaching your body how to function differently. And that's all great stuff, you know. So anyways, star zero if you have a question.
And our next question comes from Anita. Anita, please state your question or comment.
Yes, thank you. I would like to wish you Merry Christmas, first of all, and thank you for everything for this program. And
thank you.
My question is, I'm traveling, and I didn't expect to stay longer on our trip, and we're in Mexico, and I order...
Okay.
I had my pills, more pills because I ran out of them, and they didn't arrive, and we're going back on Wednesday. If we don't get them for whatever reason, it's already 2 days late, the package. So what would have happened if I don't take my pills?
No, it's okay. Keep the food on track. Stay on track with the food. And when you get where you have everything, you just plug them right in. That's all. You're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Second,
you're welcome.
I'm in my starting week 9. How many more weeks does it have, the program, on the ones that you have on the online?
Yeah, well, depends on how many months you joined. Is it, what do you want, a 4-month program?
No, I'm a pre-diabetic. I was 6.3 when I...
2 months then? 2 month plan? Program? Yeah.
So I've been in the program more than 2 months probably already or more.
Okay, that's what I mean. Whatever you signed up on for, was it a 4-month plan, a 2 month, a 6 month? I don't know.
Probably it was a 2 month, but she said something about an extra month for something. That's what I'm confused.
Yeah, you're
how long
more
do I have to go?
You probably have enough supplements to go for like 3 months, most likely. So, you know, you'll keep getting weekly meal plans as you stay on board. Ongoing. You have access to all of them too when you log into the patient portal. Make sure you can do that. And you can always shuffle things around too. Remember that. So.
Yes, I've been trying to do that. And here it's been complicated to get all the ingredients, but I brought some from home and some I couldn't. So. But I've been trying my best to stay with the meals. And I was just afraid the medication was gonna take me backwards.
No, don't stress out about that. Just stay on track with the food, and whenever you get them, you plug them right back in. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And again, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and
you
happy
too.
Year for you, and be safe and many blessings.
You as well. Thank you so much for that.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
And our next question comes from Sharon. Sharon, please state your comment or question.
Hi,
Sharon.
Hey, Dr. D.
Hi.
I sent you my meal log today, and you responded already. And
okay.
And so I'm not. If I squeeze lemon on my green beans, I'm not going to necessarily put lemon down. That's like kosher, right? I mean,
yeah.
Like I don't need to have every little, you know, thing that I'm allowed to have to be stated like lemon or you know. Celery, stuff like that,
right.
or do you really want that detail of a food log?
Well, the more detail, the better. That's all. You know what I mean? So just whatever you do, just, put it on there. Yeah.
It's just not enough. It's not enough room.
Yeah, that's okay. If it's something that's allowed and it's not that big of a deal, you don't think, then, you know, use your common sense there. I understand what you're saying. So there's only so much
like,
room you get. I get it, yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, like I do the brewer's yeast, and I might just start doing some abbreviations. And I talked to you about that coconut cashew butter that I don't always put on. But if you want a copy of that, I can send you a picture, but that's all that's in it.
Yeah, just make sure you read the ingredients on anything that's like a designer product like that, as we call it, you know, fancy kind of off the beaten path. Make sure you just check for added sugar or avoid items. And you
right.
don't run into a problem there. That's all. Yeah, you know, I get it. Yeah.
And to the point that the gentleman made about putting the raw honey on his winter squash, when you cook raw honey, it's not raw anymore. It's just a sugar now. Is that your opinion also?
Well, I mean, you know, look, use that kind of thing sparingly anyway, you know? So when it comes to honey, or whatever form it's in, I wouldn't do it too late in the day, like last meal. Trickle it on something, okay, and be done with it. You know,
yeah,
it's easy to get. Yeah,
I don't use much honey, but I just felt that it was important to let him know that it's really not raw honey if it's cooked.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so you lose all the properties of being raw when you heat it. And then you had asked me to stay off of all fruit, and I, for the holidays, I cook cranberries with stevia and a squeeze of orange. Is that something that's okay to have with my chia pudding?
Yeah, I would just go easy with that, too. As you cook them, it gets more concentrated with the cranberries and stuff, so... You know, be careful with that. Sparingly.
Okay.
Sparingly.
Well, I don't put any sugar. I haven't put sugar on cranberries in years, but those are my main things.
Naturally, anyway. It's got natural sugars anyway. You know, it's kind of like we don't like dried fruits because they're concentrated, or we don't want you to drink juices because of the concentration. Same kind of philosophy there. Just you know. And you have the glucometer, remember. When you do something like that and you check your sugar the following morning, well, you'll have a chance to see what it is with that product, and you'll check the following day when you don't use it, and you'll see the difference. You know, it's good information. You know, so just go easy on that stuff. And just like you said with the honey, it changes the property. Well, it does that with everything that you cook, you know.
Right.
Anything you cook to death, and you remove all the nutrition out of it is never good. That's why steamed vegetables is better than overcooking anything. You lose all the nutrients and all that stuff. So, you know, that works for everything else as well. All right?
Right. Are you guys going to create any kind of platform for your clients to communicate recipes and or just some support other than this call?
Yeah, as of right now, this is it for now. Maybe we're working on some other things as we're getting closer to coming. We're getting an app built for the program and everything else, and you know, all of that stuff is in the works. So you know, stay tuned. We're trying to get a little fancier as we get going. But
okay,
as of right
I
now,
mean, even
yeah.
the. Even the nice large spaces that people are coming into, I'm in Charleston, and, you know, it could be a nice thing just to have a support group once a week where people are face-to-face. Just my 10 cents.
No, I get it. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and next week we're on, and the next week we're off, so have
You got it.
Talk to you before Christmas. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for everything. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And our next question comes from Dale. Dale, please state your comment or question.
My main question is, like coffee, we're not supposed to drink it because of caffeine?
That's correct, sir.
All right. Well, I was wondering, because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to work. And I've drank coffee for almost 4 years now. And
I get it.
It's the hardest thing for me to give up.
No, you're not alone there, sir. You know, you're not alone, you know. But as far as the caffeine, it puts stress on your adrenal glands that make cortisol. And when you raise the cortisol, it spikes your sugar. So we don't have it on the program for that reason. It also gets the, it cranks up the blood pressure and things like that. So as far as body function as a whole and getting things to calm down and get your body working better, that's you know, it's kind of a few reasons why. You know what I mean? So, but you're not the only one that struggles with that, depending on how much you drink in your life. But you got to try to change it.
Yeah, that's been the hardest part for me. I mean, I quit drinking coffee for a while, and then I started getting real bad headaches, and then I drank a cup in the mornings.
Get the water down. Get the water down. Flush the system out.
I drink about 90 to 100 ounces of water a day.
Okay, well, stop the caffeine then. You'll be better.
Yeah.
So, you remember something. Remember something. The complications of diabetes is a lot worse. So,
yeah. That's why
you know?
I started this program, because that's losing the feeling in my fingers and my feet and stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Use that as a reason to quit, to stop that.
I drive all day long for a waste company, and I got to have all my feelings.
I get it.
It's all digital. And everything's got to be touched.
Yeah. Yep, I understand.
Me and pain. Both my granddaughters, they're 13 and 10, started bow hunting with me. So I'm going to be able
got
to
it.
Teach them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the comments. Appreciate it.
All right, and you have a nice Christmas and a happy new year.
You too, sir.
And
you too as well.
For me to call in on Saturdays is kind of rough. So I may not call in every Saturday because I may be working or doing something else.
Well, look, it's an option. It's an option. It's not mandatory. And, you know, you have the link in the email when we announce the weekly group call to listen to the previous week at your leisure. So, you know, no stress. If you can do it, you can do it. If you don't, no one's going to be mad at you, okay?
Okay. All righty, because I work 6 days a week sometimes, and not allowed to touch an electronic device while I am driving.
Well, thank you for the call today. We appreciate it.
No problem. All right. I'll have no more calls then.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. All right, bye.
See you later. Bye now. Great question today, everyone. You know, look, we understand some of the hard stuff. You're giving up the caffeine. Some of you, it's not so much the coffee when it comes to you drink soda a long time, or you ate cheese with everything, and, you know, you're used to the breakfast cereals and all that stuff, you know. I mean, remember, type 2 diabetes is lifestyle cause. It didn't happen overnight, okay? And you did too much of the avoid stuff, and it finally caught up to you, and that's what happened. You know, now it's time to turn it around. You got to shut that down, and however you have to reason through it, and, you know, I think the biggest reason is avoiding the complications. That's the whole thing, you know, so don't get in the mindset of you're missing out on something as opposed to having the mindset you're avoiding the complications. You know, and look at that avoid list, like, wow, that's the list that is not good for me. And by staying away from that, I'm going to avoid the complications. And just keep telling yourself that and stick to that approved list. Enjoy that much more. And as you link the right energy to those two categories, it's going to make your journey a lot better. Okay? So, and it's a process. Look, and the more you remind yourself on a daily, even if it's multiple times a day, or you put it on stickies around the house and on the dashboard of the car, and, you know, these little messages you need to send yourself until it gets drilled in, do it. You know, We all need that daily thing. That's what this Saturday call is all about. Let's motivate each other, you know, asking the hard questions and things like that. And everybody's going through the same challenges. So when you speak up and say something, you're helping somebody else. Believe me, not everybody wants to ask questions. And you might say that one thing that gets somebody steered right back on track again. Just when they were ready to slip, just when they were ready to, you know, throw in the towel maybe, or who knows. You might say that one thing, and you might be their shining light, and that's what we—that's why we do these, okay? So take that for what it is, man, because anytime you're chiming in and say something positive and helping somebody with your comments and things or the challenges you're having, everyone's going through it also, okay? So really appreciate it, everyone, with the questions and the things you're saying. It's really unbelievable. Thanks so much.
And our next question comes from Sammy. Sammy, please state your comment or question.
Hey, Sammy, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Dr. D?
Okay. Nice to hear you. What's up?
It's always good to hear you, and I just wanted to say something to everybody out there that this program has saved my life, and I mean that literally. I've lost a lot of weight. My A1C has dropped. Almost down to 6 now, where it was at 12 when I started. And when I went to go see my endocrinologist last week, he opened the door and he says, "Am I in the right room?" Because I'd lost so much weight. He was just so impressed. And I told him about HYD, and he had never even heard of it.
Okay.
And there are you folks out there, many of your doctors probably have never heard of HYD. But I can tell you from my standpoint of view, I've been into this 16 weeks. My life has turned around now. And all I would like to suggest to everyone out there is to stay the course. And anyone that says that this is easy, well, just not so. It's not easy, but I'll tell you, it is worth it. And
Thanks, Sammy.
All I wanted to say. I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for me.
Well, thank you for the comments on, you know, when you chime in and say all this positive stuff. You know, I can tell it's coming from the heart. You're saying real things, and the doctor opening up the door and say comments like that. You know, that's everything, man. You know, we all get caught up in life and go through it, and, you know, most people, you know, stay the same and don't want to change. And so good for you to jumping on board and reaping the benefits. And you're going to keep getting better and keep improving. So just keep your foot on the gas, sir, okay?
You bet. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
You're welcome,
to you,
Sammy.
And your family.
Merry
Christmas.
You as well. Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
And our next question comes from Joseph. Joseph, please state your comment or question.
Hello, Dr.
Hey, Joseph.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, first of all.
You
and,
too. Thank you.
Great. My question today is about cinnamon. Can we incorporate cinnamon with everything we're eating?
Sure.
Or is it...
Yeah, that's okay. Just make sure the cinnamon you're using, of course, doesn't have added sugar. It's just cinnamon, you know, that kind of thing. But other than that, you should be fine.
Okay, that was my only question for today.
Okay, thank you for the question. Great question. You know, everyone out there, some of the questions that sound like no big deal are simple. But believe it or not, if it's something that you enjoy and you're not sure, it's always better to ask. You know, those of you that send in the ingredient labels to make sure, I applaud you for doing that. I really do, because you're going that extra step, and you want to make sure. And some of those labels you send have a few different things in there that you need to avoid, and it's always good to be on the safe side, okay? Also, anything in the package, too, remember, the sodium number can add up also. And pay attention to that, especially if you're on blood pressure meds. You want to keep the sodium and the salt. Get it out of your diet. Get it down, you know, because it's naturally in foods anyway. And the serving sizes, if it says a half a cup and you do it a few times throughout the day, you got to times it by three. And then it gets to be a larger number through the week and through the month, et cetera. So all these little things add up. And, you know, let's get everything calmed down in the body. Let's teach it how to function better. And you're training this body how to get down the road on this thing. And you're the one that's in charge, okay? So keep that in mind. And never a bad question, whether it's cinnamon, whether it's honey, you just ask away, okay? That's what we're here for.
And our next question comes from Thomas. Thomas, please state your comment or question.
Yes, it's about the weekly food log. Daily, we take my weight, fasting blood sugar, blood pressure, and I do phone them in. I'd have a suggestion.
Okay.
On the weekly food log, there's not a category there for weight. And I've written it in on each one, but that might be a good idea. The
I
second
agree.
Thing. Yes.
Okay.
The second thing is I visited the store you have in St. Louis, talked to David, and I handed him 6 weeks of the weekly food log and asked them to send them in. He said, no, that was just for myself. But now I just heard you say that we should be sending you our weekly food logs. I can't email them. What address do we send them to?
Oh, you can fax it in if you want, or you can. I tell you, what I use all the time is one of those UPS stores or Mail Ship and More. They have all the stuff right there. They can scan it for you, fax or email for like nothing. Yeah, that's fine. Or you know, regular mail. Whatever is easiest for you. Or drop it off.
What's the regular mail address?
Yeah, so the regular mail address, well, it's depending on what location you're at. Is that what you're asking me? You can send it there. It's on your paperwork.
Oh, okay. You don't have to send it to Texas.
You can send it to where you signed up.
That was in St. Louis.
Yeah, they can upload it there. So.
Okay. All right. I've been on it 6 weeks and lost 42 pounds.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And I've gone on diabetes insulin. My endocrinologist had me taking about 190 units per day. My main physician, after seeing this, dropped me down to 12.
Awesome. You're on your way for sure. You got momentum on your side now, you know. Good for you.
Well, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas to you. Hear that, everybody? Wow. I love to hear the insulin ones. That's really probably one of my favorites, because the day you don't have to inject yourself is a good day, you know. I mean, it's a lot of work and a crazy roller coaster ride when you have to do that. And those of you that are on insulin know what I'm talking about, but I always want the people that are on insulin have to be on for a long time. Anytime they can cross over on that side of things is major, you know? So that's great stuff, man. Thanks for sharing that. Unbelievable.
And our next question comes from Leland. Leland, please state your comment or question.
Hi, Leland.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, I got up this morning and took nourishment, so I guess I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way to say it. It's a nice, simple way of saying you're off to a good start.
I have just a comment. Gentlemen,
yes, sir.
A couple of gentlemen before me. Talking about his you know, thanking you for what happened. I've been on the program 18 months now, and my last A1C was 5.3. and that was about 3 weeks ago. It was over 7 when I started. But talking about nobody knowing, I've become a missionary for this organization, and that I talk to everybody and anybody who will listen to me. And my personal doctor, he knows what this program is because he has seen it in me, and he knows what it is. But not being disparaging for doctors, what their task is to throw pills at something instead of working with you. So that's just my comment. I have a question. And
go ahead.
What kind of or do you have any recipes for desserts and things like that?
Well, that's a tough one, of course. You know, there are some things in the recipes, in the meal plans. You'll run across a couple things here and there on that category, so keep an eye out for it on the weekly meal plans that get sent to you. You know, so as far as other, you know, you have to be careful with that, of course. Anything with the fruit and even things like that, natural sugars in the fruit, you want to go sparingly with all of that. As a whole, really. So there's no easy way to say it, you know, as the diabetic, especially when you're getting great results, and I want you to stay there. You know, when you reach your ultimate goal, and that's the topic for today, the ultimate goal, A1C is below 6.0, you're off your diabetic meds, diabetes medication, your fasting sugar is normal, and you fall into that category of clinically non-diabetic, you can have like a cheat meal, as we say, once a week, and see how your body handles it. You know, early in the day, check your sugar the following morning and see where you land. And you keep an eye on yourself like that, and you kind of see what your body can get away with once you hit the goal. At least you know your body's going to be. What I always tell everyone is, when you get that good A1C and you're off your diabetes meds, go another 3 months until your next A1C check, and make sure you're stable. Let your body let you know what's going on there. Your body will tell you that, you know, things are still dialed in, and that's good information, you know. And then you can see how a cheat meal works out for you by checking your sugar the following morning without getting out of control, right? So that's the whole thing, man. It's just like checking all the gauges in your car, you know. You want to make sure that the fluids are all changed and the oil's changed before the light goes on. Okay, so you know, you don't want the light on the dashboard to go on, and you get a can of black spray paint, you spray it so you can't see it, you keep driving, you're going to break down, right?
Well, so. I just put my thumb over it, and that way I don't have to see it. So
the same thing. Yeah, most of us put our thumb over something and through our life until we break down. But yeah, that's kind of the way it is with that. So that's the best advice I could give you there, you know.
Well, let me ask you one other question, and this is kind of a concern to me. Some mornings my fasting blood sugar will be like 115. And then other mornings it'll be down in the 90s or 103 or something like that. And is that 115 too high? Should I be concerned about that?
No, 115 is a real good reading, you know. It wasn't too long ago where 120 was the normal before they changed their readings, just like they lowered cholesterol numbers and they lowered blood pressure numbers, and they always keep wanting to lower things. But, you know, that's a good reading. Remember, there's a range, okay, for a reason on all your labs. You're not going to hit a bullseye every time, you know. And depending on what you eat, it's going to fluctuate. That's what the body does. It's always adapting and changing. It's a dynamic machine that's always fluctuating, thank God, you know, and that's what it does. It's a self-correcting, recalibrating mechanism. And it's always going to be doing that throughout the day. That's the way it is. So, and that's why there's a range, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll lay down, go back to sleep, and quit worrying about it then. So.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Well, thank you so much for this program.
Thanks.
And what you do.
Thank you.
And And Merry Christmas to you and all the people there and your family.
You as too. You as well, Leland. You have a great holidays and stay on track no matter what, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're getting close to the top of the hour, everyone. I say we got about another 5 minutes before we wrap it up. So anybody's out there, star zero, if you have a question. What a great group call this week. We've been really nailing it every week. Let's keep it up, you guys. And this is what this is all about, just life-changing stuff. We know that it takes work. It's not easy making these hard changes. But, you know, we know why we're doing it, you know. And those of us that have lost family members and things like that to this disease, it's no joke. Amputations, blindness, kidney failure, this is serious stuff. So when you're making these positive changes and avoiding that kind of thing, you know, it's very, it's so powerful. It's hard to even put it in words sometimes, honestly. And just thanks so much for all the comments today and everything that you're saying. It really means a lot to us over here. And I know it does to you as well. So that being said, operator, or anybody else is out there, we're here. A few more minutes.
Next up, we have an additional question from Anita. Anita, please state your comment or question.
Hi, Anita. Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you. This is,
welcome.
Now I'm on the roll now. Before I didn't call because I was embarrassed, but now, yes, I would like to, first of all, again, thank you for this program. My motivation now is to have my son and my brother. No one in my family are diabetic, and I was pre-diabetic, and I decided to start the program, so perhaps for my health and for also...
Yeah.
To see if I can motivate my loved ones, which I love dear, my son. And we're not overweight in our family, but my son and my brother are. And I know it's not because, anyway, it is because the way they eat. And this program will be perfect for them. But how do I have two questions. How to motivate them? And second, water. I haven't been drinking plenty of water lately. And what am I causing by not doing that? The third thing, comment is that I came to Mexico to visit family, and they saw my weight, and they saw I lost 14 pounds in the last 2.5 months, and I lost them right away. In the first week, I noticed 5, and then another 2-3 weeks, I lost 10, and now it's 14. But and not only that, they asked me what did I do with my face. I look younger, and I look, you know, my skin it looks radiant, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know what to say, and then I start talking about the program. So, those are my comments, and I thank you.
Well, that's the motivating thing for anybody else to see you making those changes. You don't really have to do much talking. When people notice that, it speaks for itself. That should be motivating enough. And if you're going into the program as a pre-diabetic, you're doing something to prevent anything to get worse. Remember, A1C from like 5.7 to 6.4, you're in the pre-diabetes range. Above 6.4 is diabetes, you know. So you want to have that thing below 5.7 to be in the normal. But your family notices it. That's the most powerful thing that you can do. You lead by example. As far as the water goes, do the best you can with it, you know? I mean, 8 to 10 glasses a day is good. When you go to the bathroom, when you go number one, you want to see clear, not yellow, dark yellow, or amber color. If you see that, your body's letting you know that it's dehydrated. Drink more, you know? And that's kind of a good measurement there. And, you know, do the best you can. You're going to feel better. Your body's over 85% water, and it needs it for so many thousands of functions. Dehydration is a big problem, you know. It causes a laundry list of health problems. You know, that's another reason the importance of it. So make that the majority of your day. And use, you know, when you go to the bathroom, you can see the color and know if you're drinking enough. That's kind of how I do it. So, you know, do the best you can with that. And when you grab that water bottle, guzzle it down. Remember, H2O, oxygen, and all that stuff is you getting into your system, and you guzzle the water down. You're putting yourself through a little bit of a cleanse there, and you're going to give yourself energy too by doing that. Dehydration, you're not going to feel well. When you don't drink enough, you're going to feel a little bit more tired. It sounds simple, but it's a lot of power in water. Okay, so that being said, there you go. I mean, you know, and you keep doing what you're doing, and let your own results speak for themselves, and you can just, you know, bounce off of that and explain what you're doing. And that pretty much is you can't get a better selling tool than that. You doing the result, getting the result, people noticing the changes in you is the most powerful thing out there, you know? So there you go. Right. And
thank you so much.
Yeah. Avoiding the complications is what you're doing. And that's major, major. That being said, everyone, you guys have really made this group call fantastic. We're coming to the top of the hour. We're going to end the call now. We'll do this again next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, the check-in line, everyone. If you're just starting with us, you do a daily check-in for that first week only, and then we go to a weekly. 800-321-9054 is our check-in line. The support email, again, is support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Ask questions through the email. Leave a message after your check-in. After you check-in, say something along those lines. If you have a question, we'll always get back to you the same day. We're here for you Monday through Sunday. And, you know, got the holidays coming up. Everybody stay strong. Let's have a positive week this week and stay on track no matter what, okay? Keep the good, healthy foods around you. And the more that you do this and the more you read the labels and ask the right questions, stronger you're going to become with this lifestyle as you move forward in life, okay? And that's what we want for you. And operator, thanks so much for a great group call. And once again, next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have an awesome day, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye now.